Okay, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're doing Mishnayos Vav and Zayin of the seventh parak of Maseches Peah, and we're continuing to discuss those things that relate to Matnos Aniyim of a grapevine. So says the Mishnah, Kerem Rva'i, if you have grapes that grow in the fourth year of this, from the time you planted that vine, where the halacha is the Kerem Rva'i, as it didn't like Maaser Sheni, that you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You don't have to give it to anyone. You could eat it yourself, but only in Yerushalayim. Beishamei Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh Vein Lo Biur. That it doesn't, it's not subject to the regular halachos of when you're being poded, that you have to be Mosif a Chomesh like you would by Maaser Sheni, or the halacha of Biur, that in the Erev Pesach of the fourth and the seventh year, that you have to get rid of it from your house. So meaning those are halachos that apply to Maaser Sheni. There is a din by Maaser Sheni that when you're being poded, Maaser Sheni, if let's say you can't schlep all of your Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, so you want to be poded it for money, and instead bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend that money at a nice steakhouse or something in Yerushalayim, and, you know, buy food with it in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to do that. But when you change the Maaser Sheni for money, you have to add a chomesh. You have to add 25% to the price. So for $100 of Maaser Sheni, you have to exchange it for $125 and bring that $125 to Yerushalayim. So Kerem Rva'i says Beis Shammai does not have that rule. When you're being poded, you don't have to add a chomesh. There's an additional rule that normally you have to be mevaer from the house on Erev Pesach of the fourth and the seventh year when it comes to Maaser Sheni, so that it has to be removed from the house right before Pesach of the fourth and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. That's a pasuk in the Torah that in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle you do a mitzvah called Biur Maestros, where you make sure that all of the maestros from the past 3 years are taken care of, that they were given to who they need to be given to, or otherwise they're destroyed. So if you have Maaser Sheni or money of Maaser Sheni that hadn't been taken care of by that time, you have to destroy it. So that's done on Erev Pesach when it comes to Maaser Sheni. According to Beis Shammai, we don't do that with Kerem Rva'i. But Beis Hillel says it's subject to all the same halachos of Maaser Sheni, and therefore, just like Maaser Sheni has a din of a chomesh and has a din of biur, so too Kerem Rva'i has a din of a chomesh and a din of biur. The Mishnah then discusses, what about Peret and Olulos from Kerem Rva'i? So Beis Shammai Amrim Yesh Lo Peret Yesh Lo Olulos, that if you have Rva'i from your vines, so it has the dinim of Peret and Olulos. The Anim do get the fallen grapes, and they do get the underdeveloped clusters. Vanim Padon Le'atzmam, and then but it still has the din of Rva'i. So the Anim will have to be poded on their own to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ubeisilulam Beisilul says no. So it doesn't have any of the dinim of Matnos Aniyim. Kula Lagas, you could bring it all to the wine press, meaning everything that you harvest in the fourth year, including that which would normally be the peret and that which would normally be the olelos, don't go to Aniyim. The owner is allowed to keep it, and he puts it all in the wine press, turns it all to wine, doesn't give any to the Aniyim, and brings that wine with him to Yerushalayim, or exchanges it for money, and brings that money to Yerushalayim. Mishnah Zayin, Kerem Shekula Olelos. If you have a vineyard where all of the vines are messed up, they're all Olelos type of clusters, not all the vines, all the clusters are not real, full, robust clusters. They all don't have the kasef and the nutef. They don't have the clusters growing off of the sides of the top of the vine of the stem, and they don't have the dripping grapes from the bottom of the stem. So they're all olelos. Rabbi Elazar Omar Labalabayas. Rabbi Elazar says, well, then there's no din of olelos. So olelos is only when it's the exception, but not when it's the rule, not when it's the only thing. Rabbi Akiva Omar Laniyim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, then the whole thing goes to the Aniyim. So the Machlokas is based on Psukim. And it goes as follows. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm basing my shita that it all goes to the Balabais on the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Ki sivtzar lo sa'olel, that when you harvest your vineyard, you don't take the olelos. So that tells me that the issue against taking olelos applies only when you're harvesting your vineyard. Im ein batzir minayin olelos. If there's nothing for you to harvest, if the entire vineyard is underdeveloped and you leave it all for the poor people, where would the chiyuv to give olelos come from? It has to be that there there's some sort of betzira for yourself, and then the olelos go to the aniyim. But if there's no betzira for yourself, there's nothing to go to the aniyim. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Elazar, v'karmecha lo sa'olel. Pasuk says that v'karmecha lo sa'olel. You don't take olelos of you shouldn't take for yourself the olelos of your kerem. But it doesn't say any further details. So that implies afilu kulo olelos, that you can never take olelos for yourself. That it all goes to the aniyim, even if the entire vineyard is olelos. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. The Mishnah says, rather, wait a second. Im kain, if that's true, that you're never allowed to take olelos for yourself, even if that's the entirety of the vineyard, lama nemar kisibtzor lo sa'olel. Why does it say in Devarim that when you harvest, you shouldn't take the olelos? That implies that the halach of olelos is only when there's a harvest. So in laniyim balelos kodem abatsu. No. Rabbi Kiva would say, that's not telling you that the din of olelos is only when there is a harvest. No, the Torah mentions the idea of the batzir, of the harvest, to teach a different din. When is it? At what point in time do the aniyim have a claim on the olelos? Only from the point of time of the harvest, but not before that point of time. So even if the owner has no real clusters to harvest for himself, the poor don't get to take the olelos until it's the time of the harvest season. Even though he knows that it's all going to go to him, and he knows that it's all going to go to him, but if it's not yet the time of the harvest season, then he doesn't get to keep it. So just to quickly review, Mishnah Vav taught us that if you have a kerem ravai, Beishame says that the only din that it shares in common with Maaser Sheni is that you have to eat in Yerushalayim, but it does not have a din of Chomesh, does not have a din of Biur, as Beis Hillel says, it has all the same dinim. It has a din of Chomesh and a din of Biur as well. Beishame also taught us that there's Peret and Olelos that applies to Kerem Ravai. And Beis Hillel says that no, there isn't, that the owner gets to keep all of it. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if you have a kerem that's entirely olelos, so Reb Lezer says nothing goes to the aniyim, Rabbi Kiva says everything goes to the aniyim, and they each had a pasuk to back up their point of view. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva that everything goes to the aniyim, what do you do with the pasuk? Kisivtzar losa olel? That's to teach me that the ani, even if everything's going to go to the aniyim, the ani is only entitled to it from the season where you would normally be harvesting. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the last Mishnah in the seventh Perek of Maseches Peah with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches.